Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Okay, so we have a million things to talk about here on Mood today.
I'm so excited to finally be on Mood.
So I was thinking, when I was in LA, you never came on, huh? I never had you on?
No, I never made the cut. That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I barely made the cut, let's be honest. Like, what was I doing? I'm not really sure. There's no excuse, but you're one of my OG, like, I guess, quote unquote, influencer friends. But like OG in a sense of like, I don't know. It's just been like, it's been a long time and it's like been through many different eras. Like our meet cute is very unique. I have a vivid vision of meeting you for the first time in my head. Do you remember?
Yeah.
What was going through your head when we met?
At Real Bros?
Yeah.
I was like, so, well, cause like I knew of you,
okay,
but we had never met, you know, like, you guys were filming and you were Cody's like love interest, obviously. And so like, I definitely like knew of you. And also like, you know, the internet, everyone knows who everyone is. Like, I don't know why people pretend like they don't know who other people
biggest
are.
Biggest pet peeve of LA.
Like I remember when I first joined this whole world, I was like, maybe that would be weird. And then I was like, it's so not fucking weird because we all know.
It's more weird when you act like you don't know someone because it's like a conscious choice. And it's just like, what are you doing?
I've had a conscious choice to like not acknowledge someone's existence.
What's your name again? Madison Beer did that to me one time. It was so long ago that like now I feel like I can say it. And we had like fully hung out before too. So that was a fun one. I miss LA so much. But anyways, I was playing your now husband, which is even crazier to think back to like when we met. You're like now husband, love interest. And we were already such good friends that I remember I like hated doing it. Like I hated doing the like not
you
comedy.
You and Cody,
Like I hated doing the not comedy scenes. I remember like I had a cold and we were supposed to kiss. And I like went up to Jimmy Tatro and I was like, no, but like colds are really contagious. Like we actually should not do this. Made this scene so much harder by trying to get around actually kissing him. We pulled it off. And then you came to set like 2 days later. And
I came to set like the last day, the last day of filming. Like just because to see everyone. I don't know. Like, and we met and I didn't know like what it was. You really never know what it's going to be like, you know? Like, you can never guarantee that you're going to, that someone's going to get along, like that someone's going to get it.
Yeah.
And I feel like we just kind of hit it off right away.
Yeah, it was like, I think it was just like an energy thing. Like, we both kind of sensed that, like, neither of us were like catty. Neither of us like gave too many shits. And it was just kind of obvious. So then we were like, okay, guards down. Hey, what's up? Like,
I feel like we both kind of give off like silly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so like we were both like, you were being kind of silly. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. We could do this. Like, we're not trying to like. We're not trying to be cool here. Like, this is just like a normal conversation. And then I remember like leaving and being like, I love Lauren. And Cody's like, yeah, no, she's great. We've been friends forever. Blah, blah, blah.
I remember just being so excited because I was like, that could have gone so horribly. Of like, she could have thought that like I was like totally like, even like my character. My character was horrible.
I mean, that would be crazy of me. But and that does happen. Like, people, it really, it's hard to separate.
Yeah. It really does. But that was obviously our meet cute, and then the friendship just blossomed from there. I mean, thanks to Cody, like, that's what Cody's done for me, truly. Like, Cody served his purpose in my life of getting me to Kelsey. I know he serves many other purposes for you, like fulfilling love, whatever.
Yeah, but I still count that as a big one.
It's a big one. It's a big one. Like, it's not every day that you actually meet a girlfriend or a wife and you fall in love with them. It's usually like, you know, it's like, it's weird. But
I
don't know anything about being a wife. And you and Cody, okay. I know you're in Cody's relationship. And, you know, big fans from afar, close up, everything. Like, whenever I talk to you guys, I'm like, no, like, I actually watched this YouTube video. Whereas, like, I don't watch anyone else's shit. Like, but I pay attention. I just listened to your guys' episode with Giggly Squad girls.
Oh, nice.
Because I'm obsessed with Giggly Squad.
I love Giggly Squad.
And it was such a good episode. And it just made me love that Cody was being such a girl's girl, too.
He was such a girl's girl. Like, I like, you know those moments when you, like, look at your person and you're like, you're fucking crushing it, you know? Like, I was like, and he crushed it.
I mean, he really did. He like played his part. He like knew what he was talking about when he needed to talk about it. But he also was like self-aware because you girls were just absolutely gabbing. And it's like little moments like that where like you do things that like, even though I don't live in LA anymore, I'm like, this is why we're friends. Like, this is why me and Kelsey are the same. Because like, you'll like do things online where I'm like, yeah, no, like that's my friend. Like, I get it. Like 100%.
I feel the same exact way about you. Like, anytime you post something, I'm like, I get it.
Yeah.
100%. I get it.
It's just one of those, people where it's like, we don't need to like be IRL all the time. But the last time we spoke on the phone, on the FaceTime, you guys were just coming off was it your honeymoon? Or was it just the wedding? I don't remember. It was
probably our honeymoon.
Okay. So
those two happened like back to back.
So there's like a lot of people that obviously listen to my podcast that are doing things differently than me, which is so crazy. I don't know why people get married before having children, but people are doing it.
Sorry. I kind of messed up the vibes on that one. Yeah,
it's kind of awkward. I'm just like, you're making me feel bad. No, I'm just kidding. I really don't care. But I do want to get married one day. So like, I want to get, you know, I have so many pregnant girlies come on the podcast and I need to get like the lowdown of like what it was like, because you were so fucking chill every time I FaceTimed you. It was so annoying. Like,
about my wedding?
Yeah. You're like, oh, it's actually like not that bad. Like, literally you guys were like, yeah, we're doing it. We're picking it out. And I'm like, okay. Like, was there like any stress doing this wedding?
Yes, there was. It was not easy all the time.
Okay.
I feel like the most stressful thing for us was like actually starting to plan. Because we were engaged for like a year and a few months. Mm-hmm. Like all together we got engaged in December of 2021 and married in February of 2023. But we didn't start planning until like 8 months before, 6 months before.
Not bad.
And so like leading up to it, the unknowns were really stressful.
Yeah.
But the actual process of planning. It's just one of those things where it's like, I don't know. I'm such a control freak. And so it actually is so shocking to me that I didn't freak out about my wedding. Like, I don't understand. I really actually don't. It's not like me to not freak out about this. We didn't involve like any, we weren't doing anything for anyone except ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we paid for the whole thing ourselves. And so it was very much like our thing.
Yeah.
And I think that really helped. Like, we included, like, we involved our families, but like, just because we wanted to have them around, but not because like they needed to be around. Mm-hmm. And so it was just more of just like a fun, exciting thing. And I think like we really just didn't listen to like what we should be doing and did what we wanted to do. And so it just made it a lot less stressful, just put a lot less pressure on it.
Was it like a conscious decision that you guys made, like as a couple, like going into it? Cause I feel like I know some people planning a wedding right now, and I feel like it's like they thought they were on the same page, and then they weren't. And it's like the stressful part is not then like creating like a new page to like be on and like meet each other's needs. And it's like, I just feel like every time I talk to someone, they're just so stressed about planning the wedding. And it's like, you guys made it so simple, but I don't know if that was even intentional.
Do you mean like on the same page of like what they want it to be like?
Yeah. Of like, this is like the vibe of like, this is the amount of people, like this is what's important to us. Like, this is my shtick. This is your shtick.
I think we were on the same page for a lot of things, which I think made it a lot easier. Yeah. But there are just certain things I feel like with Cody and I, like, it's like we usually agree with like design or things that we like and things that we find important. Like, we agree on most of those things. And if we don't, like, we're easy to talk. Like, we can just talk about it and figure it out. Like, not that crazy. We also had like the best planner.
I feel like that's the key, right? Is like having like a wedding planner.
Yes. Like, sorry, Chili is about to come in from his grooming.
My little bean.
The wedding planner, like, literally, she saved my life. Like, I know how lucky we are. I know that, like, if we didn't have her, there would have been a lot more that fell on me.
Right.
And I would have been more stressed. And I think the stress for me would have come in with just, like, what the fuck do I do? Like, I don't know what a wedding involves. I don't know, like, where to find chairs. Like, all of those things, you know?
Yeah. It's like, that's why it's like literally like a job that someone has, because it's like, and then all of a sudden we just like all think we're like wedding planners and can do it. Like, obviously, like, sometimes you have to figure it out, whatever.
But
it's just so funny that it's like, let me like take up a full-time job for the next year for me and my partner.
And I think, because wedding planners, like, it is not a cheap business.
Yeah.
And I think that, and like Cody and I saw the prices and we were like, we can do this. Like, we don't need a wedding. But then we like really think about it and it's like, we can't do this. We can't do it.
Yeah.
And so I think like, if you're debating doing it, I would say go for it. But also, if you can't, like, you will find ways to make it work and it's going to be amazing either way.
Yeah. So like, I think a lot of people too worry about like being stressed on their wedding day. So I'm thinking you were fine.
Okay. All of my animals, like, the animals are just being,
they're animaling.
They are. The cats are eating breakfast now. Everybody's settled. Chili's clean. The cats are good. We're good.
We bought a zoo.
We literally bought a zoo. I took a picture with my animals saying that when I first got the cats, because it's a little bit much. But anyway, I was not stressed on the wedding day. I hate to fucking say that because I sound like such a little brat, I feel like.
I'm going to title the episode Unrealistic Expectations with Kelsey Krappel.
This was my thought on the wedding day, though. Okay?
Okay.
Like, at the end of the day, every single person I want to be here is here. All of the people I love the most are in one place. I'm marrying Cody. Who the fuck actually really cares what happens? And also, what do you really notice as a guest when you go to a wedding? Like, what do you actually notice?
Yeah.
You don't, you're not looking around like, oh, I don't think that was supposed to be there. Or like that. Just like little things, you know? And so I think it's so easy to like hyper-focus on all the details and get disappointed. Or just like realize that how amazing the day is in general and how it like you're not going to get that time back. So you might as well just try to find all the positives in it.
100%. And it makes me think like, when, especially when you say it like that, because like I think very similarly, specifically about weddings, and it makes you just think, why are people so fucking obsessed with weddings being perfect? And I get it. It's like, you know, it's this fairy tale and since you were little and it's once in a lifetime, but like it is just kind of when you point out like who's noticing shit and stuff like that, you're like, why? Yeah, is it so like it's, you know, birthday part, like someone's like your baby's first birthday. It's not like as like fucking psychotic and whatever. But I'm curious too, since you can think about your wedding day like that, is that how you think about a lot of life stuff, like for instance work or relationships or like just anything? Like, is that just like kind of your go-to framework?
You know, that's a good question, because I think I was like the most chill I've ever been like around my wedding for some reason, because it was just like it's inevitably a happy thing. You know, like it is a happy thing, regardless of like if the flowers don't look exactly how you want them to, which mine did. I'm not going to lie. Okay. I'm sorry. And I just like am obsessed with my fucking flower guy that did the flowers at our wedding. And so like, dude, I don't
your
even
whole
want-
aesthetic was fucking sickening.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. But like I love my flower guy, and I would be so devastated if he ever thought that I didn't love the flowers. So I have to 100%. Be clear about that. But anyway, the wedding day is just like an inevitably happy thing that's going to be happy regardless. Whereas like work and stuff like that, it really ebbs and flows. And it's not, there's not just like one day of your whole life that's a really good work day and then everything's good. Like it's... Yeah. So I think I tend to stress out more about like the everyday type of things than I did like my wedding.
Right.
But I do try to like not regret anything every day. Like I think I try really hard to like know that I made conscious choices throughout my life and there's a reason why I made those choices at a certain time. And maybe now I wouldn't agree with them, but at one point I was doing what I thought was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And I did try to have that same mindset when planning the wedding. Cause like, it's really easy to be like, well, what if I fucking hate this dress in a year? But it's like, or what if I hate these flowers or what, like all of that. I could easily have just never done anything because I would be too scared of what if I don't like it in 10 years. But it's not 10 years from now. Like it's in the moment. This is what I like. And it's
a moment in time. Really, I'm not going to put her on blast. She's like obsessed that like maybe she's going to like something different or have like a different group of friends or like want a different style and aesthetic. And I'm just like, it is a moment in time. It's going to represent that. You can like renew your fucking vows in 10 years if you want to throw another goddamn party.
Exactly.
And it's like, it's about the two of you. Like, exactly. It's not about all that other shit.
I think that also is like where things get lost. A lot of times is when it just becomes so much more about every single other thing around you and not just the fact that you actually get to marry like the love of your life. And I think like that's where the stresses come in. Like that's where like you start to second guess everything and you might not like certain things in a year. That's fine though. Like, did you like your homecoming dress? Like, do you like your night homecoming dress now when you look at it?
So fucking true.
Like, absolutely not. But when I was in fucking ninth grade, you best believe I thought I looked so fucking good.
Literally thought I could walk Victoria's Secret.
Exactly. But like, how was I like, I wasn't thinking about me in 10 years being like, what the fuck was she wearing? But it's like, it is what it is.
You guys know I am the biggest article girly ever. And if you've been living under a rock and you don't know what article is, it's my favorite way to get furniture between quality, style, shipping, everything. Oh my gosh, you guys. The process and excitement is unmatched. I've ordered from Article a bajillion times, and not even because they sponsor this podcast. I love them because they believe in delightful designs for every home. And thanks to their online only model, they have some really delightful prices too. So they have a curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs that really is going to make your furniture shopping experience simple. And if you're kind of playing around with different styles, or maybe like, oh, I want a clean room over here that's really coastal, but I want an industrial little man cave. Like, they really do have everything. Their designers are all about finding the perfect balance between style, quality, and price, so you can trust every single thing you're seeing. I'm always the most impressed with the quality and price, because I find stuff that is just like so cute, and then you expect it to be a bajillion dollars and it's not, but it comes in and it looks and feels and lasts like it is. They're really dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and looks good doing it. I've had outdoor furniture, indoor furniture, the whole works. I can't recommend it enough. And they offer fast and affordable shipping across the US and Canada. So if you're really impatient like me, they won't leave you waiting around. You get to pick the delivery time. They're going to send you updates every step of the way. And their knowledge customer care team is there when you need them to make sure your experience is smooth and stress-free, which it has always been for me. Even if there was like a little glitch, boom, reached out to customer service, problem solved, done, fixed the next day. Article is offering my listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Whether you need something big or small, trust me, head over to claim and visit article.com/mood, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/mood for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. PSA for all my girlies wanting to get engaged or just need a special treat. Think you know diamonds? Probably not as much as you think. Over a billion years old, the natural diamond is still very much a part of the present. Whether it's the engagement ring, the gift from a partner, or the jewelry we buy to celebrate a win sparks a lot of joy. But did you know that the stone is connected to 10 million people around the world? From Canada to Africa to Australia, the impact of the natural diamond industry is huge, providing healthcare, building schools, and roads to remote communities worldwide. Your natural diamond saves threatened species like the African elephant from extinction and protects more land than Paris, London, and New York City combined. Each natural diamond promises a more sparkling future for generations to come. Discover so many more natural diamond truths at naturaldiamonds.com/thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don't you think about that right now, though? Like, that's like one of my like toxic traits, is like knowingly and like pointing out to people. And I feel like now people, this is like almost like meme culture now, but I've been doing this forever, of like, LOL that I think I look so good tonight, I'm going to think I look like shit in 5 to 10 years. Like, totally. So it's like, who cares? Like,
I know. I just know when I'm like 45, I'm going to be like, did you own a shirt that wasn't a fucking crop top?
No, yeah.
Like there's just going to be certain things.
Like, and like the eyebrows, like brushing up. Like, why did you brush your eyebrows up so much?
Like, even when I see stuff, like, even like I look at my earlier videos and I'm like,
oh no.
You thought that hair was so cute, or like you thought you were doing something so good right there.
It's like, I just like get, it's almost like I feel defeated. I'm like, what's the point? Like, I'm going to look back and make fun of myself. So, I mean, I guess the point is like, I like the positive twist we're putting on it of like, do what you want to do in the moment and like enjoy it and like
and the
be
thing
present
is, like,
and stuff.
When you look back, sure, you like poke fun at yourself, but you're not like, it's not like, oh my God, you fucking idiot. How could you ever, you know what I mean? It's just like, I thought I looked cute then, and I did. Yeah. Like, comparatively speaking, I looked cute. I was doing what everyone else was doing, and it was fine.
Yeah, it's not like you're like the odd man out and everyone looked like fucking Hailey Bieber 2023 at homecoming and you didn't.
Yes.
Like, it's so.
And like with your wedding, it's like, that's just for you. It's not for anyone else. And it's so, my God, so easy, especially in like when you have a following to think about what people are going to think about your wedding.
Yeah.
But like at the end of the day, like, I'm really the only one. Me and Cody are the only ones who have to actually like what we do.
Yeah, and like it's like not everyone's gonna like everything, and so
exactly,
kind of like,
and it just doesn't. I'm not doing it for anyone else.
Yeah, and it's like even if you don't have a following, like you can still think about that with like all like your friends and family, because like people can be like judgy and shit like that.
Yeah,
of like, oh, like I don't like her bridesmaids' dresses, and it's like who fucking cares?
There's always someone that's gonna judge you, regardless.
Exactly. It's just like,
and like you just, and there's so many opinions. I remember like I was on like bride TikTok heavy when I was like, and there was like some video of some girl being like, nobody wants to travel for your bachelorette party. Like she was kind of just like shitting on a bunch of different things. And it's like, this is your opinion. You are not, you're not everyone. And stop making people feel bad for what they want to do. If you want to wear a short wedding dress, fucking do it. Like, it, who cares? If you want to wear a red wedding dress, do it. Like, nothing matters. It's your day.
Yeah, I mean, it is crazy. You went to Scottsdale for your bachelorette, right?
I did. Yeah.
I did that for one of my best friend's bachelorette. It was so fun.
It's like,
it's the perfect place for a
bachelorette. It really is. I think so too. I really wanted to just like go for it. Like, just embrace it. Like, only wear white.
Yeah.
And go to fucking Scottsdale and just be a fucking bride, you know? Yeah. Like, I just wanted to do it. And like, all of my friends like were just down, and it was just fun. And it was like, why not? Like,
I kind of love that. Like, just like leaning into fully like the classic.
Yes. Route. Yeah. It was just fun. Cause it's like, this is the only time I could do this and get away with it. And you know, I was like tasteful about it.
Yeah. Oh no. You
but like,
for sure.
But like, it was so fun to just be like, no, I'm sorry, I can't wear that. It's not white. Like,
exactly.
Like, fuck around. Like, it's just like so fun. And like,
because
just
especially like
it.
You didn't put the pressure on yourself too. You weren't like, oh my God, I can't wear this. It's not white. You were like, no, like that's what I'm doing. Like, this is my fun
and it's
moment.
Fun. And it's like, I think it gets like made fun of so often that like people could be like, that's cringy. I can't do that. I'm not that bride. That's cringy. I don't want to do that. But it's like, who the fuck cares? Like, you are a bride.
That's almost cringy saying that it's cringy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like now it's gotten that far.
Right. Exactly. And so it's like, just enjoy it. Like, just enjoy it.
You're kind of making me like want to get like married differently than I, because like I like after 2020, I became like very like anti-wedding actually.
Yeah.
And I think it's because like, remember there was like all the bride drama of like everyone losing their deposits and like everyone like freaking out. Like everyone was on TikTok and like people are like, everyone's dying. No one fucking cares about your wedding. And it's like,
right,
oh, it's my wedding. And I would, you know, and then people were just like struggling financially. So I was like, well, why wouldn't you just like buy it? Like, oh, they lost their deposit. They could have bought a house. Like, because I was also doing the house thing at the time.
Totally get that.
And so I just became, but also like, I'm like a child of divorce, you know? So I was kind of like, I never really thought about my wedding. I always just knew that I wanted to like be married and have kids. Right.
Right. Right.
But I never thought about like the wedding.
I never did either. Never.
So it's like now, like when you kind of like say it like this, I'm like, it could be cool to like do things like just the way that I want to, like, and not really give a shit what anyone else thinks. And like, just kind of have it be, because I was like, you know, when you get too anti, like we were just saying,
oh
like,
yeah,
oh, that's so cringy. Yeah, like, I was, yeah. I got a little too anti.
Yeah, 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 which I think happens for sure.
Yeah, because you're like pushy.
Yeah, because
I was like, oh, I'll go to the courthouse. It's $10.
Exactly. Like, and I think, and there was like moments, like when Cody and I first started planning and we're realizing like how much everything costs and like all of that stuff, there were moments where I was like, let's just elope. Like, let's just, yeah, who cares? Like, we don't need a big wedding. It's not that big of a deal. But like, I don't know, like seeing, first of all, seeing everyone I love in one place and like, I mean, getting so to celebrate cool with everyone, it's amazing. And it's like, and then also just like, when you're planning it, all of a sudden you're like, wow, like this is my party. Like this is ours, like we're making this ours, and like it's just fun, and like why not just go for it? Like there's only hopefully one chance to do it, and so like we just like might as well. And like now I look back so fondly on that, and like I know like when we have kids and stuff and like our life is more kid centric,
yeah,
I'm gonna be like happy that I can look back on that.
Yeah, you have like a cool like party and you're like, look at mom and dad, we were so cool.
Look at mom, she was doing Pilates. She was in her fucking just killing it. And now
your mom used to drink green juice and go on hot girl walks. Like, I mean, I was walking home from the concert last night and my mom was like, Are you okay? And my boyfriend's like, she's fine. This is honestly probably good for her. Like, she has not moved this much in so long. I was like, fuck you. I was like, this feels like gaslighting.
That does.
Like, we're all like cracking up. He's like, all right, come on, a few more steps. But I'm curious now too. So like now let's go to the second part of like, so what's now your take on married life? Like, because now you get to, you know, have the opinion of this. I thought it was going to be like this and it is like this. What's the, what, you're a wife.
I thought it was going to be pretty much exactly the same. And it is pretty much exactly the same.
That's what I thought.
So like there is like, what would be different to it all too. Like it really is the same.
Isn't that kind of like a good thing though? Because I remember like growing up and going to Catholic school, they like kind of ingrained this thing of like, it should be this like huge shift. Like I remember my Bible teacher telling me, like I like didn't believe in cohabitation before marriage.
No, I went to Catholic school.
Yeah, until, and she's like, "Well, yeah, what are you gonna do? Get married and then just like go back to your house together? Like, don't you want to like move into like a new big house? Like, it sounds exciting."
Thinking about that too and being like, yes, "Wait, that's so true!" Like, oh my god, yes. But
then
I
grow up.
Yeah, and I'm more than happy that I've lived with Cody for as long as I have. And I'm happy that I knew that I liked living with him before we, you know, decided to spend the rest of our lives together.
Yeah. Because I feel like it's like one of the most important things. Because like,
I think so too.
Because you're really just like cohabitating, like getting married is like, we're just doing life together. Like even exactly, when we're not doing it as like super romantic, like
right,
we're here together, you know?
And it's like living together. Are you guys moving in together soon?
Well, so we already live together.
Oh,
but we are like, he's not on the lease. Like he like moved into like my place. So we move on Thursday shared lease.
Okay. Oh my God.
But it's like, it doesn't feel different at all. Like it, like,
no, it's,
I was, cause I mean, you know, like I made a fucking PowerPoint presentation to try to convince my ex to move in with me.
Right.
I was sitting in bed the other day and we're just like kind of like figuring out the move and all this stuff. And I was like, wow, I can't believe we're like, technically now living together. Like in this, it was never stressful. I was never anxious. I never felt insecure. And it has been like the smoothest, easiest, like the only thing that was hard was like him trying to explain to me the difference between Southeast and Northwest. And
I could never.
He's like, why would you want to live right there? Like you don't, it's not safe. I'm like, but we live right here. Like
I would never be able to handle that.
Yeah. So basically, we like, I feel as though that now that we'll be fully legally, we're domestic partners. I'm on his insurance.
It's beautiful.
Uh-huh. A 2023 baby. So like, when we get married, it's like, I have the thought of like, I think it would be cool to just have a big celebration because we're already life partners.
Yes, exactly.
So it'd be cool to have like our daughter and us and like, the people we love.
So cool. Like, it's pretty amazing that you get to have your child there. Like, I just think it's beautiful. Like, I think it's so amazing.
You watch Vanderpump Rules, right?
Yeah.
With like just this season.
Yeah.
So when Sheena's wedding, when they had the daughter there and like they were secretly already married for a year. So cute.
Yeah. She is so cute. Good Summer Moon. Yeah.
Summer Moon. The name. I can't. Summer Moon and Ocean. I'm like,
Summer Moon and Ocean are like literally taking over the world.
Like taking over. But watching her wedding, I was like, I can't believe I'm getting like a little emosh at Vanderpump Rules. But it was like, yeah, a daughter.
Yeah.
They'd already like been married for a year and like didn't tell anyone. And I was like, I kind of love that vibe. It's just a celebration. No,
it really is though. Like once, like it just is a celebration. And like, I really think like thinking of it that way takes a lot of the pressure off.
I mean, it's pretty genius because now it's like you just like go back. Does it just feel like you like go back to life? Do you feel like you're like, I mean, you guys are influencers. So it's like, is your branding and like what you like do on the daily different? Has it like impacted like your jobs or are you just
pretty? I mean, it feels, the thing is like Cody and I are both really good at like making sure our job is like literally just our job. Mm. And I think that like, so I don't ever really look at my life in terms of like branding or anything like that, because it's just like, this is my job. And I think if you, sometimes it just gets a little tricky when like your relationship becomes your brand.
They say giving birth is equivalent to running a marathon, but what about like the whole being pregnant part? You know, like that's important too. For the most important time of my life, I chose Ritual, essential for women prenatal. It's made traceable, it's vegan, bioavailable, clinically studied, and it's actually for before and during pregnancy. So you're all covered. My favorite part was obviously that I got it in citrus. So when I was taking it, it's really designed to be gentle on the stomach so you can take when you want with or without food, but it also just makes the taking it part more enjoyable. It's only 2 capsules. They taste really good, whether you're citrus or mint. And it's really great, especially in the first like half of your pregnancy where you have kind of an upset stomach. So it's super, super gentle. They have a delayed release capsule, so it's going to dissolve later in the small intestine, which is an ideal place to absorb the nutrients. So you know everything's really getting to your baby, which is high quality formulation with nature identical choline, clinically studied methylated folate. Those are 2 things that you're going to hear a lot about that you need when you're becoming a mama. And also sustainably sourced omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development during pregnancy. And the folate is to support baby's neural tube development before and during pregnancy. 100% pregnancy recommendation stamped with approval by LE is Ritual's essential multivitamin for women prenatal. Why settle for a multivitamin you're just not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Ritual is offering my listeners 30% off during your first month. Visit ritual.com/mood to start Ritual or add essential for women prenatal to your subscription today. Is hiring a challenge? Yes. Do you love a challenge? Also, yes. You need a hiring partner that can help you rise to the challenge, and you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. They're going to streamline hiring with powerful tools that find you match candidates. And with their instant match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches the job description the moment they sponsor a job. According to Indeed Data US. One of the things I personally love about Indeed is that it really does make hiring all in one place so easy, because the candidates you invite to apply are 3 times more likely to actually apply to your job than candidates who only see it in a search. So they're going to get you one step closer to hire by immediately just matching you with quality candidates. And it's really doing the hard work for you. They're showing you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post, so you can just hire faster. Even better, Indeed's the only job site where you only pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. Indeed is an unbelievably powerful hiring platform, delivering 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest 2019. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/mood. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/mood. Just go to Indeed.com/mood and support the show by saying you heard about it on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/mood. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Well, isn't it like kind of like technically part of like... Like, how do you mentally separate that? Because like you and Cody do so much together.
Yeah, we do. I mean, I vlog my life and he's a big part of my life, or we do our like do podcasts together and all of that stuff. But like, there are just things that we don't put on camera. Mm-hmm. We have things that are just for the two of us. And like, we are very much on the same page of like what we're going to involve the world in and what we're going to keep for ourselves. And like, we make decisions like for our family and not for like what would be really cool for like our channels though. Like yeah. Our family will always come first.
Yeah.
And like if it just so happens that we can include it in a video and it could be fun for everyone, like that's amazing. But like if that's not in the cards, like I don't care if it hurts my YouTube views, or I don't care right. if like, that's never going to be more important than like Cody.
Have you seen that clip that like resurfaced of this like old, she's like kind of like an older, like OG YouTuber. And she was saying how like, she like, it's not like this like newer, like adoption scandal, but it's like this older one where she was like, we were actually about to adopt, but then they said in the country that we were adopting from that we couldn't put the baby on camera. So, you know, we can't
yes.
do it.
Yes, I did actually see that. That's
insane that people think like that and not like how you're yes. thinking. You know what I mean?
That to me is just like, don't you think that you should take a step back and really reevaluate? And also, like, isn't there one other person in your life being like, maybe that's not the most important thing? Like, if I were to like call my mom and be like, yeah, well, we were going to adopt a baby, but can't put it on camera, so we're not going to do it. She would probably be like, maybe think about that for a second. You know, like, yeah. It's like, you got to have those people around you that, like, are going to keep you grounded.
Well, and I feel like it kind of, it's like, it goes from, like, kids to, like, psycho things you see on TikTok. But it's almost like, just for anything, is now everyone's just so present on social media that it's like, yeah. you can be almost, like, putting on this facade of yourself, of your body image, of your relationship, of your friends, like... And if you don't have any, like, anyone calling you in check, like, my friends all, like, watch all my shit. Like, my boyfriend watches all my shit. My mom watches all my shit. And, like, sometimes they'll be like, you didn't do that. And I'll be like, yeah. okay, did I drink the green juice? No. But that's because right. I needed to put a Q&A sticker on it. Like, go away. Like, you know what I
it's
mean? But they
true.
Call you, like, they keep you humble.
Exactly. And I think also, like, having a kid, like, your daughter will also keep you humble.
That's like, I think like the scary. So I wanted a boy so bad because I would watch like the Get Ready With Me's, and like okay. on TikTok, something would pop up. It'd be like, Get Ready With Me for Tina's Bat Mitzvah. And I'd be like, what are you doing? Like, no, get the fuck off the internet right yeah. now. And it's yeah. like so obviously hypocritical because like of what we do for a living. But at the same time, I'm like, like my boyfriend also like he doesn't do social media, so he's like, she's not getting a phone, like, and but it, you no, know what I mean, like it's
that's the thing. But I think for us, like, we know the depths of social media and we know what could go wrong. True. And so I feel like we're gonna be so much more like protective of that. Mm-hmm. Whereas like the kids, not that their parents aren't like present on social media, but they just don't know where it could go, yeah. perhaps. And so they're like, make a video, who cares? Like, I'm definitely going to let my kids be creative in yeah. whatever way they yeah. want to be. But like, I would make videos on my fucking like dad's, with my dad's like camera, like web camera, and just me like, hello, Like, and then I would save it to my computer and then I would close the computer and no one would ever see them, you know? So like, I feel like I'll be like, no, make a video and then send it to me.
Yeah, exactly. You can make and a video I'll love for it. Me. Cause it's like, they yeah. just like, it's like being like so protective and it's, but it's also like part of me too thinks about how it's so much, everything changes like almost like every other year, like in like year yeah. now that I'm like, I'm not even going to worry about it because like, who knows what's going to be going on at that time.
Exactly.
Like it's literally exactly. going to be like 10 years. She's going to be 10 and 10 years. Like I'm not going to have to worry about that for like yeah. 13 years.
Yeah, we have some time.
So it's kind of like, it's more so like balancing like our lives, I guess, is like the priority right. first. Because
right.
I keep saying, even people are like, are you moving out of Chicago? And I'm like, well, not for a minute. I mean, she's going to be like literally like just like a little like worm, basically.
Yeah.
Like, she's not going to know yeah. where she is.
No.
I'm going to not know where no. I am.
Right. No one will really know.
So it's just like, I don't know. The internet is weird. And I feel like even if you're not doing it as a full-time job, you still face like the pressures and the
for sure.
like uncertainty and trying to put on a facade or like even semi-brand yourself. Like, is this my personal account or should I post more stuff?
Right.
Should I make a TikTok? Should right. I make a Finsta? And it's like, this, the world we live in is fucking crazy.
I know. And I feel like I hope that like with what I like the videos that I make and stuff, I hope that like it show like that why I do it is to like show other people that they don't have to put on a facade to be on the internet if they want to be or just be a person. Like you don't, nothing is real. And like I try my best to be like as normal and like real as I possibly can be when I'm vlogging.
Yeah.
Just so people know that like it's fine to just like do nothing or be chill or whatever it is, like everything's fine.
Then what would you say is like kind of your podcast like mantra in a sense of like similar to like YouTube, because it's called Circle Time. And I feel like when I first met you, I feel like you were still kind of teaching, weren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I kept teaching up until like a year and a half ago.
That's crazy. I feel like, did you like share that in the vlogs?
I would. Well, so like towards the end, I was just going in and like helping my boss in her office or like going into a classroom if they needed me, but more just doing like admissions stuff. Mm-hmm. So I would like kind of set up the camera and like show me like working yeah. just in my boss's office, but I would never like bring my yeah. camera into the classroom.
Hey,
like,
kids.
Yeah, like that would be fucking insane of me. But I would talk about it. I still talk about it like on my podcast and stuff. But the podcast isn't like about teaching. It's more just like
the essence.
It's just like the essence of like being a kid and having no filter and like just talking about whatever you want to talk about and like feeling safe to share whatever you want to share and like just saying whatever it is that you want to say and being whoever it is that you are. Cause like, I think kids are so, that's why they're the best. And so I wanted to like harness that childlike energy, but bring it to like an adult talk, like with adult topics.
Yeah.
You know,
I love it. Yeah. I mean, I'm obsessed with the podcast and listening to you guys. And obviously I watch the YouTube videos and stuff like that, but I'm your biggest fan. And I just feel
stop it.
I feel as though, you know, you're one of people don't, like you said, remember, like when you meet someone in person, you never know if it could go either way. And I feel like people just need to know that like you're the real deal. And it's like you're one of the normal, the rare gems of normalcy. Like, you know what I mean?
Thank you. Like, I appreciate that.
Well, you're making me inspired to be a better partner and be more chill.
Oh my God.
And
I'm not, you know, Cody's going to be like, what are you talking about? More chill. You're like the least chill person ever. But like, it comes and goes in waves, my chillness.
Yeah. But I feel like it's like, you know, I could like remember a thing or two and be a little more, because I feel like sometimes I almost like try to prove a point and it's like,
yeah,
it's not being a good teammate. That's a competition.
I totally understand that, though.
But it's just because I've never had power before. I was power hungry in the beginning of this relationship. I was like, yeah. I was like, you put up with me. Let's push the limits.
Oh my God, it's so true, though. I mean, it's like once you realize that it's like
you're safe,
not unconditional love, but like
you're safe.
Yeah, you're in this together. You're kind of like, you know, with your mom.
Yeah,
like you could kind of say like. She's the first person I'm like, no, mom.
No, mom, you're fucking like idiot.
Yeah. And then I'm like, she still loves me. So
Exactly.
And so I think once you find like your person, but it's funny because it's really not unconditional. So you have to treat them with like respect and you can't really do that.
And you want them to treat you with that too. So you're like, oh, wait a second. Hold on.
This guy's got to go both ways. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I love it. And I'm so excited to see what the future holds for you with Circle Time and the vlogs and just this new chapter of your life, because I will be following along since we know that I will not be coming to LA in the near future, but I will come and see you guys at some point because
I can't wait for you to visit, but also
I will.
Just like, don't worry.
It's going to be like a, like,
take your time.
Yeah. It's going to be like a next year thing where it's like, I bring the baby.
That's fine. Bring the baby.
Yeah. Like we're settled. Yes. Like I know how to like go on a plane with a stroller.
Oh my God. You know how to like open one.
Yeah. Like I like have like the one hand like flick down.
Yeah.
I actually did subscribe to Insanely Chill thinking it was you and Cody. And then I realized it was just him and I stopped listening.
Well, you know, I'm on majority of episodes.
Okay, so you need to go on more because you haven't been. And I was very confused. And so please.
I'm on like the next one coming up.
Thank God.
Don't you worry.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'll be there. Thank you for understanding.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.